Hello, hello, and welcome back. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Hankaminum-speaking Musqueam people. We are in the, 16th regular episode of Euroneuro, where we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. In this episode, we will continue to talk about Eurovision 2009, about which we started to talk in our last episode. In our last episode, we heard a bunch of great songs from Eurovision 2009. And as I have said many times before, in the last episode too, Eurovision 2009 is my most favorite edition that I have watched. It's a great year for Eurovision songs and Eurovision entries, and it showed one of the best performances of almost all countries. Even UK did their best. Their song was among the best of that year, I think. And they tried really hard this time to not get 0 points. And they managed. They came in fifth with Jade Ewan. Let me double check. Yes, Jade Ewan and her song, It's My Time. The most amazing thing for me for this song was it also involved Andrew Lloyd Webber, the legendary English composer, on stage playing the piano accompanying the song. They came in fifth, and it was UK's best result since 2002, in which they came in third with Jessica Garlick and her song Comeback. We will start this episode with UK and their entry It's My Time by Jade Ewan. She's accompanied by Andrew Lloyd Webber on the piano. I will be back right after that.
I've been down, down so long, but those days are gone now. I've got the will, I've earned the right to show you it's my time tonight. It's my time, it's my time, my moment. I'm not gonna let go of it. My time, it's my time, and I'll stand proud. There's no
Welcome back everyone. You're on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And in this episode, we are continuing to talk about Eurovision 2009. And we've just heard UK's Eurovision 2009 entry, It's My Time by Jade Ewan, accompanied by Andrew Lloyd Webber. This song was one of the best entries of UK of all time to me. And they came in fifth overall in the grand final. They were third. They got the third highest vote from the juries. But as we all know, UK is not very popular among the Euro fans, so they were not in the top 10, or maybe 10th in the televotes. So overall, they came in fifth, which was a great success for them. And many of the other countries, they also sent a great song in Eurovision 2009. In the first episode, I want to make a quick reminder. In the first part of Eurovision 2009, we first heard the opening ceremony songs. Then we listened to the winner of Eurovision 2009, Norway. Norway's entry, Fairy Tale by Alexander Rybak. And the runner-up song, Is It True by Johanna, representing Iceland. We also heard the host country, Russia's entry, Mamo by Anastasia Prihotko, a Ukrainian artist. We wrapped up the episode with three great songs, Horedi Moldova by Moldova, Randayat by Estonia, and Can Can, the last two being, I think, the one of the best songs of Eurovision 2009. And in this episode, we will continue to hear more great songs from Eurovision 2009. I hope you'll enjoy. And a big shout out to Sophie, one of the biggest fans of the show, listening during her reading break. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And now we will move on with another song by a free rider country. I'd like to call them that way because five countries, UK, Spain, France, Italy, and UK, France, Italy, Spain, and Germany advanced to the grand final without participating in the semifinals due to their share in the budget of EBU. And this year, they are not very popular among the fans, mostly due to their automatic advancement of the grand final, but also for their colonial histories. But this year, they also did a great job in sending songs. And France's entry was also phenomenal, in my opinion. And France participated with the very famous singer, Patricia Kaas, and her song, Esifele Lefel, was a great one. Let's hear France's Eurovision 2009 entry, Esifele Lefel, and then we will talk about the song.
S'il fallait le faire, j'arrêterais la terre. J'éteindrais la lumière, que tu restes endormi. S'il fallait pour te plaire, lever les vents contraires. Dans un désert sans vie, je trouverais la mer. S'il fallait le faire, j'arrêterais la pluie. Elle fera demi-tour le reste de nos vies. S'il fallait pour te plaire, t'écouter chaque nuit. Quand tu parles d'amour, j'en parlerai aussi. Tu regardes encore dans le fond de mes yeux, que tu y vois encore le plus grand des grands feux. jambes en ce coup. Sur ma peau où elle veut. Un jour, si tu t'envoles, je suivrai si je peux. Et s'il fallait le faire, je repousserai l'hiver. À grands coups de printemps et de longs matins clairs. S'il fallait pour te plaire, j'arrêterais le temps. Que tous tes mots d'hier restent à moi maintenant. Que je regarde encore dans le bleu de tes yeux. Que tes deux mains encore se perdent dans mes cheveux. Je ferai tout plus grand. Et si c'est trop peu, j'aurai tort tout le temps. Si c'est ça que tu veux, je veux bien tout donner. Si seulement tu y crois, mon cœur veut bien saigner. Si seulement tu le vois. Jusqu'à n'être plus rien que l'ombre de tes nuits. Jusqu'à n'être plus rien qu'une ombre qui te suit. Et s'il fallait le faire.
Welcome back, everyone. You're on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show, CITR. We've just heard French entry for Eurovision 2009, Et s'il fallait le faire, by Patricia Kaas. Et s'il fallait le faire means, if it has to be done, and it was a phenomenal performance by Patricia Kaas on the stage. If you haven't done so, I highly recommend watching the live performance on YouTube. So France also did a great job in the song that they sent, and they weren't as rewarded as much as UK, and they came in 8th in the grand final. In the jury vote, they were also top five, just like United Kingdom. They finished in 4th place in the jury vote, but in the televote, they came in 17th. So moving on, we will hear another song from a country that hasn't been participating in Eurovision for quite some time now. Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bosnia and Herzegovina stopped participating a long time ago. I don't remember when was the last time they participated, actually. And their song was called Bistra Voda. Meaning clear water. It was performed by the band Regina, and it is one of the best entries by Bosnia and Herzegovina, in my opinion. It was also wonderful to see Bandiera Rosa, the red flag, being shown on the stage of the Eurovision. And I wouldn't expect any other country than a former Yugoslavian republic to do so. So we will hear Bosnia and Herzegovina's entry, Bistra Voda, in Eurovision 2008 by the band Regina. And after that, we will take a short break, which I will be back right after.
Gdje mi duša stanuje, jednu tajnu za mene, kažu kriješ draga, pitao sam. Da mi vrate ono vrijeme, dane, sate, proleće, na ljubav miri. više tako kažu.
The Association of Canadian Archivists Student Chapter at UBC is happy to announce their 15th annual student-led conference taking place on February 16th with the theme Archives and the Environment, Land, Colonialism, and the Climate Crisis. This virtual event will reflect and discuss the responsibility of the archivist in the time of climate crisis and how archival records play into reparative justice for colonial brutalities. This is free to attend for students, and registration can be found at www.acasymposium.arts.ubc.ca. No matter where you are on February 16th, virtually join this vital student-led conference happening from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. PST. MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Hi there! You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations, and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is, native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on, or may be visiting. Thank you.
Welcome back everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard Bistra Vode, Clearwater, meaning Clearwater in English, by Bosnia and Herzegovina, which was one of the best entries of Bosnia and Herzegovina. It was performed by the band Regina. They did a pretty good job in Eurovision 2009. They finished their heat of semifinal, which is the first semifinal, third, behind Iceland and Turkey. Both are top five countries of the grand final, with Iceland coming in second and Turkey coming in fourth in the grand final. And after finishing their heat third in the semifinals, Bosnia and Herzegovina went on to finish Eurovision 2009 in the grand final in the top 10. They finished in the ninth place, which was a pretty good job for them. They came in 12th in the jury vote, and in the public vote, televoting, they did a much better job by coming in 7th. Bosnia and Herzegovina went on to participate in 3 more Eurovisions after this, and after 2012, they took a 4-year break, and in 2016, they participated once more. And since then, they are not taking part in the contest, mostly due to economic reasons. The economic, especially after the departure of the Russia from the contest, is putting in a heavy burden on the public taxpayers in especially Eastern European countries, and this is damaging the variety of the participants heavily in the Eurovision. Russia was the sixth biggest contributor of European Broadcasting Union, and after their them being expelled from the contest, the participation fee of all countries increased, and this is this results in withdrawal of a lot of countries that do not have as strong economies as the others. Moving on, we will hear a song by a song from Sweden, and I don't really like the song that much. Sweden's entry in Eurovision 2009. But I wanted to share this here because the performer is somewhat familiar. The performer of Sweden's entry in Eurovision 2009, which is called La Voix or The Voice, is Melena Ernman. Malena Ernman, sorry. And she is the mother of Greta Thunberg, the climate change activist. She became famous, let me say, or well-known after her school strikes for climate that she performed every Friday. But she moved on to a much wider range of activism, and she is very vocal about a lot of issues, including Palestinian occupation and Kurdish issue. So we will hear La Voix by Malena Ernman representing Sweden in Eurovision 2009. After that, I will talk about the song and we will continue.
I'm in love with you.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard Swedish entry for Eurovision 2009, which is called La Voix by Malena Ernman, who is the mom of Greta Thunberg. She represented Sweden in Eurovision 2009, and in the first semifinal, Sweden came in fourth, and moving on to the grand final, they finished in 21st place, which is not a good result for one of the most successful countries of Eurovision. This was the first entry for Sweden to contain lyrics in French, as well as being the last Swedish entry to have contained lyrics in a language other than English. And despite the fact that France's Patrice Cass would also get a relatively good placing in the final, Malena Ernman drew further attention to Francophone culture in the semifinal because France didn't participate in the semifinal. And the song was the winner of Melody Festival in 2009 and got the right to represent Sweden in the Eurovision 2009. Moving on, I will play one more song that didn't perform very well, but this is one of my most favorite songs from that year. It's the Portuguese entry by Flor de Lis, and the song is called Todas as Ruas do Amor, and it means All the Streets of Love, and I think it's also one of the best entries of Portugal, which is one of my most favorite countries of Eurovision in the sense that they choose to send songs in Portuguese in almost all years that I have watched. I only remember their song in 2021 being in English. Other than that, I always heard their songs to be in Portuguese or Portuguese and English mixed, as in the case of Eurovision 2022. Entry Saudade. Portugal's entry was not very well received, let me say. Even though they advanced to the grand final by coming in 8th in the first semifinal of Eurovision 2009, they finished the contest 15th overall. They came in 18th in the jury vote and 18th in the televotes. This brought them to the 15th place. Portugal won the Eurovision once in 2017 with a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song. And I really like to see them succeed in the contest again. So let's hear Portuguese entry for Eurovision 2009. Todas as Ruas do Amor, meaning All the Streets of Love, by Flor de Lis.
Se se tinta a tua estela, se são chuvas aguarela, se são celas branca areia, se são marés maré cheia, se são céus no verão, se são estrelas de encantar, se são noites luz para ela, se são dias o luar. Profundo, sou um todo num instante, corpo dado em jeito amante, sou o tempo que não passa quando a saudade me abraça. Mas no mar o vento e a lua, sou sol e neve no ar, em todas as ruas do amor serás meu e eu serei. Se sou tinta a tua estela, se sou chuvas amarela, se sou salas branca areia, se sou marés maré cheia, se sou céus no verão, se sou estrelas de encantar, se sou noites luz para ela, se sou dias o luz.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard the Portuguese entry for Eurovision 2009, which is called Todas as Ruas do Amor, All the Streets of Love, and it's a lovely ballad, one of my most favorite Portuguese entries. And you should also listen to Portuguese entries for Eurovision 2010, 11, and 12. It was a great four-year stretch for Portuguese, which didn't get the recognition it deserves, in my opinion. Moving on, I will take a short break now, and after that I will continue with one of our regular parts of the show, which is the best songs that failed to advance to the grand final from the semifinals. I will play two songs from two songs that failed to advance to the grand final, and I will wrap up the show after that. I will be right back after the break.
F7 Entertainment presents hardcore punk band Military Gun, performing cuts from their critically acclaimed album Life Under the Gun in Vancouver on Friday, March 8th at the Rickshaw Theater. Catch them in Vancouver before their upcoming performances at Bonnaroo and Coachella this year. Tickets on sale now at f7entertainment.com.
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Turn your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hella Primiti or saxophone Lenui. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ehler, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Warner Coleman, Sonny Ryan. That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone Lenui.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And in this episode, we are continuing to talk about Eurovision 2009. This is the part two of Euronero episodes where we are talking about Eurovision 2009. And if you haven't done so, you can find the first part on our radio website, citr.ca. Moving on, I'm going to play two songs that failed to advance to the grand final, but the ones that I really liked. One of them is from Serbia. Serbia is also a relatively successful Eurovision country. They managed to earn some top five entries in the last two decades. But 2009 was not their year. I think they had a really fun song called Sipela, meaning shoe in Serbian. And they, although it was a really fun and nice song in my opinion, their execution in the semifinal, the live performance, was not really good. Hence, they finished their heat of semifinal, which is the second semifinal, in the 10th place. And that year, there was this rule called jury wild card. So normally, from the semifinals, top 10 countries advance. But in Eurovision 2009, top 9 countries directly advanced to the grand final from the semifinals. And The 10th county to advance to the grand final was determined by the jury without the public vote, which was a very unfair rule in my opinion. And fortunately, it has now been gotten rid of. Currently, in the semifinals, there is not even a jury vote. There is only public televote, which makes the which increases the quality of songs that advance to the grand final, in my opinion. I hope and I long for the days where we won't even have the jury vote in the grand final. So the Serbian entry, even though they came in 10th, couldn't advance to the grand final. The jury wild card was awarded to Croatia, and their song Lijepa Tena, performed by Igor Jukrov and Andrea. Croatia came in 13th in the second semifinal, trailing behind Serbia, Ireland, as well as Poland. But with the jury wildcard, they advanced to the semifinal. In the first semifinal, the jury wildcard was awarded to Finland by Finland and their song Lose Control by Voldo's People. Finland came in 12th, trailing behind Macedonia and Montenegro, which came 10th and 11th respectively, but managed to advance to the grand final. So let's hear Serbian entry for Eurovision 2009, Cipela by Marko Kon and Milan. Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show CITR. We've just heard the Serbian entry for Eurovision 2009, Cipela by Milan Nikolic and Balkan Beat Orchestra, or in the as they were represented in Eurovision Song Contest, Marco Kon and Milan. Serbia failed to advance to the grand final, and I'm going to play one more song before wrapping up the show in that failed to advance to the grand final in 2009. And when I was a child, when I was watching the Eurovision Song Contest in 2009 as a child, this was my most favorite song in the semifinal. I loved listening to this song, and I really hope that they would advance to the grand final. But however, they came in last in the first semifinal, and not. And it wasn't just that, they received 0 points in the first semifinal. No other country other than Czech Republic has failed to score in the semifinal since then. That was a huge blow for the country, and they stopped participating in the Eurovision for 6 years after that. They returned in 2015, and they have been participating ever since. Czech Republic by represented. Also, I should note that their then name, Czech Republic, now they are called Czechia. Czech Republic in 2009 was represented by the song Aven Romale, meaning come on Romans, or Romani people, I should say. Roma people. And they were represented by a band called Gypsy.cz, as in the extension of website. And I should note that I'm going to talk about the Romani people a little bit before playing the song and wrapping up the show. Romani people are a dispersed group in Europe, and they're one of the most stereotyped and oppressed groups in Europe. Their most concentrated populations are located in Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, Turkey, and Spain. They are called gypsies. As a racial slur, and this is considered as a racial slur, even though that was the band's name. The attendees of the first World Romani Congress in 1971 unanimously voted to reject the use of all exonyms for the Romani people, including Gypsy. So, the band represented Czech Republic. Described their song as a song about breaking down the limits of color. I quote from the band's lead singer from their interview ahead of the Eurovision 2009. They say, Aven Romale means in the Romani language, come on people, come on Roma, come on everybody, something like that. The song is about breaking down the old limits of color. Many people just see you as a black or white, as a Chinese, as a Czech, as whoever, as a gypsy. The song is about breaking the limitation of color. I really enjoyed this song. This was the third entry of Czech Republic in Eurovision after 2007 and 2008. And in their third attempt, they failed to advance to the grand final. And as I said, they stopped participating after this contest for 6 years. They really didn't deserve 0 points. And we will play this, we will hear this fun song, Aven Romale, now. I'm going to wrap up the show after that. And in our next episode, which will be in March, we will talk about Eurovision 2008, which is one of the most fun years that I have watched. And I'm looking forward to talking about Eurovision 2008. I'm looking forward to meeting you again in our next episode. Until then, take care and goodbye.
Right, poor thing came to me. I can sing that. gypsies are just everywhere. It means no problem to me, I don't care. Listen to the song and free your frozen mind, and let the colors all behind. Can't make you feel